The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to
get time is 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, the host of the Good Day program, along with my lovely hostess. Would you like to be the co-host or the hostess, Jennifer?
I'll be the hostess with the mostest.
Jennifer,
oh,
Horn.
Be the hostess.
Really? You'll have to
You're
change your attire and go visit Caitlyn Jenner and have a good time with that. That's Rich McFadden's voice. I have this new microphone, and I keep hitting it with my glasses.
Oh, you know, why is your you're doing it wrong if your glasses are hitting the microphone?
You're not supposed to be talking with your eyes.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Although sometimes that's very sensual, Dougie.
There we go. Okay.
I see you.
Kenny. Ken Kessler, yes. Who's monitoring social media, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. What's the difference between a refugee and a migrant?
I know.
Is this a joke?
Oh, I think
nope.
I know.
Is this a joke?
The migrant is in motion, right?
Well, everybody take a shot at this. Because this is big news. Everybody's talking about the refugee problem here and in Europe. So what's the difference between a refugee and a migrant?
Refugees are forced out of wherever they are. Mm-hmm.
Migrants are looking
choose
for work.
To go to get a better life.
Migrants hang out at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Working for $10 an hour.
Yeah. The refugees are the ones that are being driven out. If you go to the Middle East, for example, what ISIS is doing to the Syrians, those people are refugees. Mm-hmm. And then if you go into the situation in Mexico or in Europe where the migrants are trying to get into the European Union, some of them have traveled and drifted as refugees up into those areas. But the whole thing is becoming so distorted because there are so many of them. It's a serious, serious problem because there are hundreds of thousands of people who are leaving every day trying to get someplace else. The problem in Greece. And so you look at all of these various situations here. By the way, I gave you the wrong information. Ah, no.
Yeah.
I said before that the boy that washed up, the body of that little boy that washed up on shore was 12. That's not correct. He was 3.
Baby.
Yeah, I didn't hear you. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, the Syrian refugee who drowned, it was all over social media yesterday. The picture was everywhere.
Yeah. Still those, today.
Yeah.
There
was a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old. And then there were about, I think, 10 others. And so they've all been trying to get out of they first try to get to Greece, and then from there they want to get into somehow get onto a Eurostar train, and they aren't letting them. If they go up to Hungary and go to Budapest, they're not letting them out of there. It's a very difficult situation. And so it's ongoing, and you wonder who. Again, back to what we were talking about yesterday, the leadership. We have no real leadership in the world. The Pope, we sort of agreed among the four of us.
What do you do when you
best.
Have tens of thousands of people just rush you?
You go down to the Middle East and you bomb the hell out of ISIS and put them out of business so that everybody that's at least in that area.
Nobody's got the guts to do
it
because you're going to have collateral damage.
No leadership.
You're going to have collateral damage and innocent people and ISIS.
They're so busy worried about this Iran nuclear deal. They're not paying any attention. All it was is about Obama and his legacy and what his ego is all about. And we're going to get this deal done no matter what. It sounds like health care. It sounds like other things to get the Iraqi war itself. Let's jam it through, embarrass
everybody.
Can we talk
a little bit about, though, the people that are leaving, the refugees? Nobody wants to stay and fight for their own country anymore.
Well, here, most of these people have families. I mean, you see all the children, like, strapped to these kids' back, or to these people's backs. I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, ISIS, Rich, I mean, to be fair to these people, they don't have weaponry and stuff to fight ISIS, which is a huge power.
And
when
we give
ISIS,
them weaponry, it gets stolen.
Well, we give that to the military, that's a whole different story because then they just drop and run. But these are people that are not in the military who have kids strapped. I mean, I feel sorry for these people. This kills me.
But how did ISIS
they
get
have
the way
to
they
leave?
Are. They militarized themselves.
We left them and we left Iraq too fast, and that destabilized the region.
No. I'm not talking how they formed. I'm talking about where did they get all of their. If ISIS.
Oh, from our.
There,
it's
military,
our weaponry.
Sure.
It's stolen.
Right. So why can't the good guys do the same thing? Why didn't they?
Because the good guys don't. I mean, the good guys. guys are all relative in the Middle East. I mean, the answer is that we are going to have to do something, sadly, because it always falls on us. And if we want to be, if we want to continue being the leader of the free world,
I agree.
Then we have to do something. And what we need to do, and I don't know why there's so much argumenting, there's so much arguing about what?
Arguments?
There's a lot of arguing about whether or not we should go and if there should be boots on the ground and airstrikes. You probably don't want to put boots on the ground under President Obama because he's not going to do a lot of backing for the military. So, okay, boots on the ground, off the table. Americans don't support that anyway. These airstrikes, they're so afraid to drop and, you know, drone these guys because they say that there's going to be collateral damage. But really, when ISIS goes into places like Ramadi and they take a stronghold on places, all the innocents are gone. They either join ISIS or they run to Europe like they're doing now because they will be killed if they stick around and they're not in ISIS.
Still didn't answer the question, why do they stay and fight for their country? And that's a good question.
Well, I think many of these people aren't military people. I think these are just...
Do you think the first people that fought for our liberty were military
people? Okay, so I'll ask the question to Rich. You're not trained.
We don't have time for it.
We'll ask. Part two to be continued.
13 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronos joins us with the important medical news of the week. That's up next here on Good Day.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Moving the bike around in a parking space can be a tricky maneuver. Fortunately, every motorcycle built since the 1970s is equipped with a safety device to reduce slow motion tip-over. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. The slow motion balancing act. The two-wheel ballet. Bikes are difficult to balance when doing three-point turns, like in the garage or in a parking space. Applying pressure to the front brake lever holds the motorcycle in place so the rider can concentrate on balance when three-pointing out of tight places. The bike will not slip away. Learn to use the front brake in tight places. The front brake, the biker's best three-point friend. Safety first. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You may have suspected this already. There's no longer a divide between your personal and professional lives.
The reason? Because social media has become the starting point and main information source in many professional relationships.
Peter Shankman, author of Nice Companies Finish First, says selling is out and helping, or being nice, is in. And to build an online reputation for niceness, you need to reach out to your connections.
He challenges you to go to Facebook, find 5 or 6 people that you haven't talked to in 6 months, and start a conversation with them.
Be good, helpful, and nice to your existing network. It's those connections that will lead you to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
A first-round draft choice by the New York Knicks in 1982, this three-point shooter extraordinaire is best known for a shot that changed the rule book. So where is Trent Tucker now? Trent started the Trent Tucker All for Kids Foundation in the late 90s, teaching middle schoolers to focus on their educational futures. He still runs the foundation to this day. Meanwhile, the Trent Tucker rule about how much time it takes to get off a shot is talked about in NBA games almost every night.
Going back to 1990, this is called the Trent Tucker rule.
You can't get an alley.
It has to be a tip as they throw it at the basket. Yeah.
Looks like Trent Tucker's left his mark on the game for good. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
16 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We now have the services of one Kenneth Kronhaus. Dr. Ken is here with us to go through some of the important medical news of the week. Don't forget, he's available also taking your calls live from 7 to 9 East Coast time in the morning on Saturday. The program is broadcast to a couple of hundred stations around the country various times over the weekend. But if you want to get your question in, you can call 888-553-7536. That's 55 Dr. Ken, 888-55 Dr. Ken, or send email to ken Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Ken at drkenshow or to me, Doug at dougstefan.com. So a lot of people are asking questions today, Ken, about our heart and whether we have a heart that is the same age as the rest of our body. The age determined by what? Age of the heart and the age of the body.
This is because there's a report this week in the medical journal called Vital Signs that most Americans actually outpace their actual age when it comes to their heart. 3 out of 4 adults, they report in this study, Doug, of Americans have a heart age that is older than their actual age, posing potential health risks for nearly 69 million Americans between the ages of 30 and 74. Heart age, it's based on the calculated age of a person's cardiovascular system. It's based on risk and lifestyle factors such as high blood pressure, smoking, diabetes, and body mass index. This new way to assess your height and weight together into one number should be under 25. Too many American adults have a heart age years older than their real age, increasing their risk for heart disease and stroke.
So obesity is going to be a factor here. 3 out of 4 adults have a heart that's older than the rest of their body. So you know my heart. Is my heart older, younger, or the same as my age?
Your heart is probably a little bit younger than your age.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Because your risk factors are really pretty under pretty good control.
Mm-hmm. All right, so word to the wise there. Those of you who do not get enough rest, danger sign. Ken will explain what happens to you if you don't get the rest that you need.
More good evidence that part of a healthy lifestyle is not only diet, exercise, stress reduction, limiting alcohol, but sleep, sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night. This is out of the medical journal, Sleep. People who sleep 6 hours a night or less, Doug, are 4 times more likely to catch a cold when they're exposed to the cold virus compared to those who get more than 7 hours of sleep a night. Your immune system simply needs to sleep to function at its best.
All right, back to smoking. And the difficulty people have now who have started early, what's going on here?
This is out of a medical meeting in Europe this week. While the number of people who smoke cigarettes, Doug, has not increased in the last 7 years, the number of people with no interest in quitting has increased significantly. The highest levels of smoking are still in the youngest patients who have the most to gain from quitting. In addition to smoking, we're not seeing significant improvement in obesity, physical activity, or control of blood pressure. So this is just going to increase the risk of all these circulatory issues.
Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks at Neogenesis Labs that are responsible for Neo 40 and Super Beats. Ken has, as a cardiologist, really studied this and has demonstrated the most powerful way to support these products by giving them, these products, to his patients at Lake Cardiology, his center in Florida. Why?
Doug, here's the whole story on an evidence-based product that I really like. In 1988, the nitric oxide story was discovered. Nitric oxide was discovered as a signaling molecule in the body, and by 1998, the Nobel Prize was awarded for these efforts. Nitric oxide helps maintain normal blood pressure, normal heart function, and it's a main regulator of brain and digestive function. It can affect both athletic performance and, yes, sexual performance. So as a cardiologist, every day, Doug, I'm working hard to keep the 60,000 miles of blood vessels in each of our bodies healthy, to lower the risk of heart attack, stroke, erectile dysfunction, and even Alzheimer's dementia. So I'm so excited because there's finally a product that I found a natural way to restore and maintain adequate nitric oxide levels in the body. Many foods that are rich in nitric oxide, such as spinach, nuts, artichokes, beets, and certain green teas. However, as we age, it gets harder to consume enough of these nitrate-rich foods in order to compensate for the body's declining nitric oxide production levels. So Superbeet, it's a scientifically proven, safe, effective, and natural way to help your body create nitric oxide. To keep your circulation healthy, Superbeet, it's also a safe, natural replacement for energy drinks, which will allow you to avoid all that caffeine and sugar.
Call 800-655-4183 to get Superbeet and ask about Neo 40. 800-655-4183 to live longer and better.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries. and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common-sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Quick, before Doug comes on, let's kill this song. Top five songs of this week in 1980, whatever, and all I know is this song is horrible.
So, why? You don't like this song?
Oh, no, yeah. We made fast work.
Why are you, what are you playing?
Skip right over Air Supply. I went to.
No,
not. Yeah, you weren't here.
All right, 23 past the hour. Back to number five, please, from this week in 1982. Top five songs.
Number five.
He
pushes the button.
No. He who is the host of the program, whose name is on the program, is the person who makes the decision.
Let me know how that works out for you. So anyway, number five.
Is, if you want me to go and not come back for the rest of the hour, I'll do that. Otherwise,
how about if you guys stay here and I'll go do that?
All right, back
what
to number
do you
five.
Like about Air Supply?
What do I like about them?
Yes.
I think they have sweet messages in their songs. I think women love this sort of music, and as it happens, we have a lot of women who listen to this program, so I'm trying to cater to them.
Oh,
not to you,
the ladies in the audience.
And you and the other bullheaded.
I'm a lady, and I don't really like this song.
You've got to be a little older, gentlemen. All right, Air Supply, Even the Nights Are Better, number five this week, 1982. Now, Fleetwood Mac.
Ugh.
It's a good pop song.
You and your Air Supply.
I know. Okay. So I gotta have
an Air Supply concert shirt for Christmas.
We'll have a big, my kids used to make fun of me, too, for the same reason. Big breath of fresh air now with Fleetwood Mac. Hold Me. You want to crank it up, Richie?
Sure.
All right. We haven't been playing this constantly now for the past minute or so. We're reviewing, as we do from time to time, big songs. This part of the hour, is devoted to music in some way, shape, or form every hour of Good Day. So Hold Me, number four. Number three belongs to Chicago. Hard to Say I'm Sorry.
Wow.
This week, 19.
What a week in music, huh?
This is horrible. Giving at least one good song. Well, Fleetwood Mac's not bad.
Peterson Terrace should have been one of the singers of Air Supply.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right, number two, Survivor.
Now we're talking.
Uh-huh.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it's an okay song.
Rocky.
Yeah, that was a Rocky craze.
Number one, now you got it.
Steve Miller Band. It's a good song. I've always liked this song. Abracadabra. number one this week, 1982. Crank it up, Richie.
Abracadabra. Abracadabra.
San Francisco Bay.
You make me hot. Yep. You make me cry. You make me laugh. You make me cry. Keep me burning.
Good guitar, Richie.
For your love.
Nice record. I saw him last year in concert with Journey and Tower of Power. It was
that's what I was trying to think. Earth, Wind, and Fire are now touring with Tower of Power, and I couldn't remember the other day.
Really?
Yeah, they're in Boston, I think, later on in September.
If you have never seen Tower of Power, well, 70s no. horn bass and guitar funk band.
What I would like to see,
soul band.
I'd like them to tour with Tavares. Yeah, even though they're an earlier group, it's something about Tavares.
It's just kind of funk. Though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this stuff was born out of the disco funk era, Richard.
Oh, yeah.
It became more fine. Yeah. How do we get to this now? This is not probably the song this week in 1982.
No, you just mentioned it, so you put it in. Hey, while we're on. While we're on Tower of Power, I'll go ahead and do that.
Brilliant.
What is hip, baby?
Well, very hip. If we're nothing, we're hip here on the Doug Good Day program. Dr. Joy Brown will join us for a conversation on how to handle people that you don't like or that don't like you. Coming up, amongst other things, 28 minutes after the hour. This is the Doug Good Day program. You knew that already, right? Started to let your
hair grow. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I never was captain for the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen. We're just us, and that's okay. Like I do, well, it's a good day.
Here we go, 33 after the hour. Happy to have along with Jennifer Horn on the Good Day program. Rich McFadden is at Controls in our studio in Washington. And also our visit from Dr. Joy Brown, who's here. One of the most excellent radio people I have ever encountered, and I've encountered most of them. Are you in the Radio Hall of Fame yet?
No.
How come you and I are not in the Radio Hall of Fame?
Isn't that funny?
Is it all politics? I think it's all politics.
I think there's certainly a certain amount of it, because there are people in that that not only have I never heard of, but no one's ever heard of.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
But that's okay. Listen, yeah. we do it for the sheer pleasure.
We do it for love.
We do it for love.
Yes. Dr. Yeah. Joy, her weekday program is from noon until 3 every day. You can listen online. Just find out where or how by going to drjoy.com. And if you'd like to... question. For example, we're going to talk about how to get along with people that you don't like. And that's a great question. I have a mother-in-law I don't like, Dr. Joy. What shall I do? You can call that kind of question into 855-99-DR-JOY, and she will answer that question on the air. All right. So let's get to how we deal with people that we don't like. You have to work with people sometimes you don't like. And as a matter of fact, sometimes... if you don't get along with people at work, it's a roadblock to career advancement, personal relationships, just people in general. And maybe you start with an example of what happened in your life, because there's got to be people in your life, although rare, that you don't like and they don't like you. So what have you done about it?
Well, first of all, I think we need to separate out different areas of our life. At work isn't about friendship, in spite of MASH. I mean, that program probably did more for the misunderstanding of the workplace than any single entity on the planet, because the idea was that you could get all your goodies in one place. You'd get your love life, your friends, your mentors, your work
your service,
in one place.
The service that has happened, hasn't it, over the years?
Although, yeah, but even the service tries to convince people not to fraternize.
Right.
So, I mean, but the idea being, and presumably it doesn't occur on the same level. Or maybe it does, having never been in the service. And the closest I became was a Girl Scout.
Yep.
But the idea being that work is about competence. So what you need to do if you figure out that you don't like somebody is figure out why you don't like them. Did they have bad breath? Or do they seem more competent than you? Do they talk too much? Do they do too little? Whatever. But see if you can also figure out something positive about them. Because if you go to your boss, as Doug pointed out, you're really not going to be viewed much as a team player. And bosses really don't want to deal with the personal stuff unless they have to.
Actually, is that true? How do you deal with personnel issues at the radio ranch there?
He fires their butt.
You know, I will say that I have done that. If I have somebody here, and I learned this a long time ago, that's a cancer, and walking around and just bad-mouthing everything and everybody.
You have to dump it.
Boom, gone. Yeah. I got rid of them, and everybody kind of works together. And every now and then, I've got the couch open in my office to deal with personal situations at the workplace because it's going to come up.
It does. And so I think that understand that what, and the, before you go to Richie, what you do is you go to the person and say, listen, if I've done something to offend you, can you tell me what it is? Because, you know, I would really like for us to work together better. And you can't go to somebody and say, everybody hates you, so let's talk about this. And that's not viable. In our personal life, again, and the mother-in-law is not a bad example because there seems to be this kind of inherent societal kind of prejudice. But what you need to do about your mother-in-law is remember that she's the one who raised the man that you love. Or the woman that you love. So basically, I'm one of those people who thinks the confrontation is one of those words that is overused, and basically what you're doing is littering the roadside with body parts. So if there's a way not to confront somebody, which doesn't mean you have to be a doormat, but saying if you can figure out what you like about somebody, because it's quite often that we telescope and telegraph our attitude. If I don't like you, I'm going to act like I don't like you, and most of us get defensive when we feel someone doesn't like us, and so we may be more obnoxious than we have to be.
All right. So what happens in this day and age when people use social media to work over somebody that they don't like? That's a new dimension.
Cyberbullying.
Yeah.
Well, see, I'm one of those people who thinks that the internet as it is will not exist in the same way. And that's already happened. I said it 5 years ago, and it's already happened. And it's going to happen more so. It's just that because I think the internet is gives people permission to be both in some ways anonymous.
It gives people,
and mean.
It gives people permission to be mean and cowardly.
And negative.
Yep.
If you, I mean, it's extraordinary that people face-to-face who would not say these kinds of things, and there have been all these studies that show when you're sitting in front of a computer screen, your inhibitions are lowered. And what we see in the internet is there's more sex and there's more just vituperative nasty. There's nastiness, and I think it's too bad. What I would say about cyberbullying is get off the internet. There is life beyond the internet, and I think that people are just too. You know, sort of too, and I don't want to use the word addicted because it's a misuse of the word, but too dependent on, you know, instead of friends. I've seen mothers with brand new babies walking down the street talking on their cell phone. And in the old days, you would have been talking to the baby. And I worry about what happens to future generations where people aren't read stories. There was actually a study that came out yesterday that said kids under the age of 2 that are exposed to any kind of screen, computer screen, TV screen, are much more prone to obesity.
Well, not only that, they are prone to have all kinds of disorders because the neurological connections in your brain are not mature until you're almost 3. So you sit in front of a television screen, a computer screen, you watch all those images, what it does is make you an instant candidate for ADHD or any of the other things that make it almost unfeasible for you to be able to learn in the normal way. It is certain trauma. You are prescribing your child to a tough childhood.
Well, you're certainly making it more difficult.
Very difficult.
I don't think we necessarily doom people to failure, but we certainly are not encouraging the kind of connections that we know for years work really well in stimulating the kid's brain, which is the human voice and human interaction and eye contact.
All right,
and there's no eye contact with a TV.
No, but let's go back a little bit to the boss employee relationship to others that are similar to that. Let's say this person is a bully. You use that term. Do you fight back or not? How do you show? Because a lot of times people are hurt and they show their emotions when people hurt my feelings, I get emotional about it. There are people who said to me, don't show your emotions, don't respond, just keep moving.
I think it really depends a little bit on the context, but basically a bully by definition is a coward. A bully is somebody who says, I can't make you like me, so I'll make you afraid of me. And so sometimes, believe it or not, the best way to deal with a bully is not to either ignore them, because they'll just up the ante, but to just smother them with kindness of, gee, that's so, my favorite thing is stupid and cheerful. If you say, gee, Joy, you're getting fat, I say, oh, Doug, you have such a great sense of humor. He said, Joy, nobody likes you. You know, I just love how you look at the world. There's really no response to that. As opposed to if I just ignore you, I mean, you may go away, but you may also escalate. So when in doubt, try, and I think it also gives your stomach acid a place to go, of just laughing hilariously of, oh, that you have such a great sense of humor. You know, I've always loved your sense of humor. Mm-hmm. How can you respond to that? There's no way of bullying that particular comment.
No. All right. So there, what's the old expression, a word to the wise is sufficient. But this is a common, everyday problem that people have. And how often do you hear somebody say, oh, I hate him? That's a horrible thing.
Yeah, you've always hated the word hate.
I think the word hate is so incredibly destructive in so many ways.
Where did that come from? Because, I mean, I think you're right. People use it.
Well,
where did it come from in your life?
Why do I think that I don't like the word hate?
Yeah, but
because I think it brings up into your.
I know why you don't like it. But where did that come from? Because it's such a common word, and people use it.
Oh, where did the word hate come from?
Look at the shrink.
No, where did it come from in your life?
Where did you want to?
Who told you that they hated you? Is what she's asking.
Lay
someone
must
have.
Let's dig deeper into
when
this.
When I was a kid, a lot
let's
of
find
people,
out where your hate.
I didn't say that they hated me, but they didn't like me. Made fun of my name. Made fun of the fact that I had cows. Made fun of the fact that I rode my bicycle.
Why is riding your bike so bad?
In my neighborhood, they didn't ride bikes.
What did they do?
They had their parents take them places.
Dougie.
There were not many. First of all, in the neighborhood that I grew up in, there were very few people my own age because it was it was more rural, certainly suburban rural, and there were one, two, three people on the entire street that I knew who were my age. They went to private school. I didn't. And
did you ever hear somebody say, I just hate you, or I hate him?
Yes, my former wife.
Yeah, but presumably it was before that.
That doesn't count, though, right?
Do you hate the word hate?
Before she married me, you mean, or what?
No, I just think that because I know you have a huge response to that word, and I just wonder where it came from. Because, I mean, most people, nobody wants to like them hated. Well,
no, somebody used it on me. That was very close to me.
Yeah, somebody used it.
Yeah. Right. All right, so
hey, on an up note, though, Doug?
What's that reason?
I'd like to congratulate Joy Brown for being the winner of today's Doug Steffen Word of the Day contest when she used the word vituperative.
That's a great word.
Vituperative. Yes,
vituperative.
Yeah.
Vituperative.
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 It means uttering or given to censure, containing or characterized by verbal abuse.
Uh-huh.
Congratulations, Joy Brown. You've just won a Cedar Side snack pack.
Well, I think that what happens, though,
Do I really get something for this?
Yeah, you do.
No.
You
do.
Hey,
I love this.
Earlier in the morning, we all said,
"Speak
word
my
way."
All right, stop it.
I'm going to find
you
cool.
All right, I guess I'm done with this conversation.
No, I'm interested.
You've piqued my interest because I have not, until you asked me that question, I actually never thought about it before. Who was it that told me that they hated me?
Yeah, because that kind of response usually happens early on in our life, and it's because it's out of proportion. Look, what I do as a therapist, I really can't read minds in spite of what people think, but what I can do is hear reactions, and I can hear when something seems out of proportion, and because I know that's one of the words that really will set you off.
All right.
And so my question is, where did it come from? Okay.
In the eighth grade, Gail Sheehy was somebody that I was very fond of. Her real boyfriend was Eddie Davis. Eddie Davis and she were having a problem, so she used me to make him jealous. Mm. And then she told me when it was all done that she actually hated me.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah.
That'll do it.
Mm.
And my guess is there was probably something before that as well, so this resonated with it.
When you grew up, you didn't realize that Gail Sheehy was a bimbo that used you and she wasn't worth the time of day, right?
No, in the eighth grade, I could only see Gail Sheehy as my girlfriend. That was it.
Being magnificent, yeah.
Right.
And she probably has breasts.
Grew up. No, they were well.
Well, but no. See, we get stuck. We get stuck in those things. We really do.
Actually, maybe this is more telling than anything else. When I was in the seventh grade, Karen Spencer sat in front of me. We had the old desk.
She loves how he uses full names.
And who's going to know? She's not listening. She married Bruce Lovelace. They were boyfriend and girlfriend all through Lovelace. Junior high and high school.
Yeah. They have a Lovelace marriage?
And I saw them at the 50th anniversary or 50th class reunion. One of the few people that I actually wanted to talk to recently. Anyway, back to Karen was in the chair in front. I was in the second row in Miss Welch's, Doris Welch's, the English teacher in seventh grade. And Karen sat in front of me, and she was developing.
Breasts, I told you.
She always wore blouses that buttoned down the back. And one day, I unbuttoned her blouse, and she didn't know I was unbuttoning it, and put it around the chair, and then buttoned it back up again.
Doug, that's mean.
It really wasn't. It was mean. Was it really?
Yeah, that's pretty mean. She's probably, just like you have Gail Sheehy problems, she probably has Dudley Stephan problems.
Yeah. Really?
She's probably on her radio show right now going, I remember in the second grade when Dudley Stephan.
This is true, though. I was just going to say, when I was in kindergarten, I had a teacher tell me that I was helpless because I couldn't find something in her desk. And from that moment on, I mean, think about helpless people and you will not see me on the list. Ever because you overcompensate.
Very self-sufficient.
I know. I'd never be called that again. Sorry, Joy. Go ahead.
No, I'm just. My sister had an imaginary friend when she was in second grade called Cynthia Bardsley, and whenever something went wrong, Cynthia Bardsley did it. And I gave a speech in York, Pennsylvania, about 10 years ago, and somebody asked a question from the audience about imaginary friends, and I said something about Cynthia Bardsley. This woman comes up afterwards and says, "I'm Cynthia Bardsley."
Really?
Yeah, there was a real Cynthia Barnsley. I went to school
with the Cynthia Barnsley.
Dr. Joy Brown, 855-99 Dr. Joy for her radio program. Ask her a question or check out her website, drjoy.com. 48 past the hour now on Good Day.
Today on App Check, tea. This $2 app is a must-have for tea drinkers. No detail has been forgotten. Exceeds expectations.
Bravo.
Tea. It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, do women prefer younger men or older men? Well, in this pop culture day and age, you tend to hear a lot about older women and younger men, even television shows about cougars. But when it comes to marriage, do women prefer younger men or older men? Here's the social science of it. The answer, women prefer older men, but not by too much, only 3.4 years older. But what about men? When it comes to age, do men prefer older or younger women? The answer here, opposite what women want, is younger, but not by much, only 2.7 years younger than they are. What's the cheap psychological trick? Men want younger, women want older, but both want love and companionship. And you know what, guys? That's just plain out timeless. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
If you haven't watched this show, you've certainly heard of it. It's broken a number of network records.
The show is Duck Dynasty, and Phil Robertson says he can't figure out why people are so attracted to his family.
But the attraction began back in the 1980s. Phil was looking for an outlet for his duck products, so he produced fun videos that became popular among the community of hunters.
Branding expert Liz Goodgold says the family's humor, quotable sound bites, and catchphrases make it memorable and easy to share among fans.
What unique characteristics do you have? Use them to create your own dynasty. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This former All-Star is a two-time Gold Glove winner and the 1994 National League Rookie of the Year. In 1997, he became the first Dodger to join the 30-30 club, repeating the feat in 1999.
Oh, man, turning on this one, hits it high and deep. It's gone!
So where is Raul Mondesi now?
Since retiring from baseball in 2005, Raul has returned to his home in the Dominican Republic, where he's taking a swing at politics. In May of 2006, Raul was elected to a seat in the Chamber of Deputies for the Dominican Liberation Party. And in May of 2010, he was elected mayor of his hometown, San Cristobal.
La clase política no cambia. Ahora nos toca el caso del síndico PRDista de San Cristóbal, Raúl Mondesi.
Raúl Mondesi, a true hometown hero. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
51 past the hour. The Dutch Evans.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. Fly away. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Want to get away?
53 past the hour now on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com is here to discuss the fact that airfares are beginning to come down some circumstances substantially. Is that just about the price of fuel or what's going on? Plus, complaining U.S. airlines want the government to do something about the fact that international carriers are taking a bigger slice out of the international pie. Hey, guys, how about you improve your service? What a concept. We'll talk about that in a moment with Tom Parsons here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, tea. This $2 app is a must-have for tea drinkers. No detail has been forgotten. Exceeds expectations.
Bravo.
Tea.
It's a hit.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780. That's 877-219-8780.
Now, Chief Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So, do women prefer younger men or older men? Well, in this pop culture day and age, you tend to hear a lot about older women and younger men, even television shows about cougars. But when it comes to marriage, do women prefer younger men or older men? Here's the social science of it. The answer, women prefer older men, but not by too much, only 3.4 years older. But what about men? When it comes to age, do men prefer older or younger women? The answer here, opposite what women want, is younger, but not by much, only 2.7 years younger than they are. What's the cheap psychological trick? Men want younger, women want older, but both want love and companionship. And you know what, guys? That's just plain out timeless. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Lovers, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
All right, let's get to Tom, who is here from bestfares.com. First item of interest, the airfares that are beginning to come down.
I think it has something to do with a bunch of things. It's the airlines, you know, they're making billions of dollars. Let's look at the third,
oh my God,
third
yes.
quarter.
Yeah.
Okay, they made $1.7 billion. They still are, now they have room, a lot of wiggle room to play head games. And also they can, they get a lot of wiggle room to lower airfares. Now there are certain cities better than others, like Dallas, Atlanta, Chicago, even Los Angeles. We saw $222 on American with one stop service to New York City.
It's $100 more though if you go direct. From Boston, New York, Washington, and Miami, it doesn't make any difference. They add $100.
Yeah, but you saw still, some of them will come down as we go into the fall.
Yeah.
Some markets will go higher.
All right, let me give you an example. Can I give an example of how this is working? We're going to the Farm Aid concert in Chicago on the, whatever it is, the 19th, I think. And so the first flush through this, the first fare was $326 round trip. And then I said, no, I'm going to wait because you always tell me to do it on Tuesday. And then it came back on Tuesday and it was $259 or something. And then we, by the time we booked it on Friday, it was down to $219 or $214 or something. So that has to be a reflection of what we're talking about here, doesn't it? Isn't that right, really what it's about?
But it also, like, I'm looking at Boston on now Tuesdays and Wednesdays, sometimes Saturdays are your cheapest days. But I'm looking at November 4th, Dallas to Boston, nonstop on American, leaves at 5 a.m., 7:50 a.m. That's Dallas to Boston. No, that's Boston to Dallas, $89 on American.
You said that there was a $1 fare someplace this week. Where the heck was that?
Yeah, but let me tell you, there's fine print to that dollar fare.
I'm sure.
St. Louis, Dallas, Philadelphia, Charlotte to Prague was coming in at $609 yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And today it's higher. But yesterday, it's one of our snoozers. Actually, was there for about 2 days. And the base fare, the airfare itself, was 50 cents each way, $1. But
the rest of it all.
Here's the kicker.
Yeah, of course.
The fuel surcharge is normally 516, and Delta had to lower the fuel surcharge to 485. Now, you look at any other city, Delta flew to Prague, it's still 516, but it was 485 times higher than the airfare for the fuel surcharge.
Unbelievable. All right. You know? The airlines say that the Persian Gulf carriers especially are taking a big slice out of the international pie. Don't they have to just improve the service? Hello?
They're
government subsidized.
Qatar, those airlines. Look, I remember somebody probably 20 years ago coming to me and saying, Emirates, and they didn't fly the United States. And I said,
right.
Who the heck is Emirates?
Now look at how they stand. All right, Tom, 59 after. Good day.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's 5-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at...